Oliver raised the candle above his head and looked towards the door. It was Nancy.
"Put down the light," said the girl, turning her head away. "It hurts my eyes."
Oliver saw that she was very pale and gently inquired if she were ill. The girl threw herself into a chair with her back towards him and wrung her hands, but made no reply.
"God forgive me," she cried after a while. "I never thought of this."
"Has anything happened?" asked Oliver. "Can I help you?"
"I will if I can. I will indeed."
She rocked herself to and fro, caught her throat, and uttering a gurgling sound, struggled and gasped for breath.
"Nancy," cried Oliver, "what is it?"
The girl beat her hands upon her knees and her feet upon the ground, and suddenly stopping, drew her shawl close around her and shivered with cold. Oliver stirred the fire. Drawing her chair close to it, she sat there for a little time without speaking, but at length she raised her head and looked around.
"I don't know what comes over me sometimes," said she,
affecting to busy herself in arranging her dress.
"It's this damp, dirty room, I think. Now, Nolly dear, are you ready?"
"Am I to go with you?" asked Oliver.
"Yes, I have come from Bill," replied the girl. "You are to go with me."
"What for?" said Oliver, recoiling.
"What for?"
echoed the girl, raising her eyes and averting them again the moment they encountered the boy's face.
"Oh, for no harm."
"I don't believe it," said Oliver, who had watched her closely.